material level. So, okay, so this, I also want to say something about Bozzy. I really like that. And the reason I liked it, and first that you, like you mentioned to me, I was like, this is awesome. Why exactly? I think, well, like we were saying, like to find a aesthetic intervention of the mundane, right? For example, or the space in between this reality and the other worldliness of the art, right? So find somewhat a middle ground between life and art, mm-hmm. right? Well, Bozzy is precisely that, because what is the middle ground of between life and art is the way people live their life. That is the middle ground. How you conduct your life. You know, Kierkegaard talked about it, Nietzsche talked about it, and a lot of German romantics talked about it.
I mean,
they had a prevailing notion of one's life should be in a work of art.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We would have to go into, you know, just try to say what they were saying, but when you mentioned Bozzy, for me, that kind of had that ring to it.
But why does Bozzy insinuate the way you live your life?
Bozzy, I mean, can you be Bozzy without acting Bozzy? To do Bozzy acts, right?
Okay, because Bozzy is an insinuation of doing.
Doing is a presupposed in calling someone Bozzy or something Bozzy or even very concept of Bozzy.
Yes.
Is something, an act of extraordinary courage or, I don't know, panache or like daring that you're like, oh my God, how can I describe it? And it's funny that people couldn't find a better way other than to really refer to the male genitalia
uh-huh.
and to really get to the, like, not even a phallic. I wouldn't say there's a phallic thing, but it's also like, it's like a gut. It's
yes.
a very...
But it's because you can also say that you have guts.
Yeah, it's almost like it's.
Enya.
It's relating more than anything. Is that
the owner of the body?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's so handsome. But anyway,
yes.
It's about the bodily. It's not about the spiritual. It's not about the cerebral. Or it's the body. Body is completely bodily. You can't act Bozzy without your body doing something.
Yeah.
Your body had to, you can't think Bozzy, you know. You can have a daring thought, but I think the very conception of Bozzy-ness itself involves a bodily response.
Yes.
That your body had to like do something to actually to be qualified as being Bozzy. That's why I love it. I was like, yes. And so being Bozzy in life, what does it look like? You know, that I mean, but, you know, much misery of the world were actually created by cowardice, by, you know, chickening out, by shunning away. You know, when you're in the company of others, but even when you're alone. Even when you're alone, even when you're just by yourself, you chicken out. You give in, you succumb, you give up. And that's what makes the world like so anxious and so, you know, discontent. There's a longing to fulfill that bossiness. But we constantly fail to do so. I think. I do. So when you mentioned, you know, the Bozzy is gonna be the next thing, I just had like a lot of, I mean, because really, the only standard to judge art, philosophy, politics is whether it's Bozzy or not. I think not, but you don't have to look at it in an extremely male chauvinistic way, but whether it's, you know.
Are we gonna eat here?
Yeah, where else are we gonna eat?
Okay. I'll get real chopsticks. 我要了两个凉菜。
OK。
自己炒。
Oh Lord, I'm hungry.